Kingston-born photographer Brett Hitchens is seeing his work travel across the country, one letter at a time. Canada Post has selected Hitchens Photography for its 2026 annual Flower Series commemorative stamps, featuring cherry blossoms photographed at Vancouver's Natobe Memorial Garden. While Hitchens now lives and works on the West Coast, he grew up on a family farm just outside of Kingston, a connection to the landscape he says continues to shape how he sees and photographs the world. I spoke with Brett about his Kingston roots and what it means to have his work featured on a stamp collection that will circulate nationwide. To start us off, you grew up in the Kingston region. How did that landscape kind of shape your eye as a photographer?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up on a family farm just outside of Kingston, kind of in the West End. And my grandparents' family is from Amherst Island. And I feel like as a kid out in the country, you're just kind of like always out in the yard, on the farm, exploring kind of like in the forest and the trails and stuff. And I feel like, just as a person, a photographer, especially moving to a big city, it's like you kind of don't realize how special that is, but just able to go kind of like explore and roam in the landscape.
And when you heard your photos were going to be part of the 2026 Flower Series, what was your first initial reaction?
Yeah, really. The project kind of started 2 years ago. And so it's been like a long process. And so we've known for a little bit that it's come out. And to kind of finally be released to the public is really special. I think it's an honor that not many photographers ever get the opportunity to have their work focused, kind of to ever get their work featured on a stamp. And so, it feels really special.
Yeah, and you kind of got into it there, but what does it mean for you to have your work featured on this national series and to know that it's traveling across the country?
Honestly, like I said, I think it's really special. A lot of friends and family have been reaching out and, sharing congratulations. And it's something that will kind of live forever, which is really nice to kind of be able to look back on in several years from now, hopefully, and just kind of remember, kind of accomplishment. But it's just nice to kind of share it amongst everybody.
Awesome. And your stamp features cherry blossoms. I was wondering what drew you to photographing these blooms in particular.
Yeah, I photograph a lot for the Van Dusen Botanical Gardens. And so that's kind of how I got connected on the collaboration for the assignment. I worked with John Belisle, who is the graphic designer. And we got partnered with the Natobe Botanical Garden at UBC, which is a Japanese botanical gardens, and they feature a lot of common and rare cherry trees. The directive was from Canada Post to capture cherry blossoms, and so that was kind of part of the assignment. But just as a whole, like I love capturing kind of like home and gardens and public landscapes, botanical gardens, and cherry trees are just so kind of fleeting, beautiful, and their blossoms are just like really a unique, exciting thing to capture in photography.
And even though you're based in Vancouver now, do you still see connections between your work and your Kingston roots?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I think I kind of grew up in kind of playing around on like family farm and in the landscape. So as much as I've been in Vancouver for several years now, I still have strong family connections back in Kingston. I love kind of coming back every year and just exploring area again, and especially going to Amherst Island. I find that landscape over there is just like really inspiring. That like rural agricultural Ontario, but like really quiet, really peaceful. And I think that kind of stillness is something that I reflect back on and kind of bring to my work today.
That was Kingston-born photographer Brett Hitchens, whose images are featured in Canada Post's 2026 annual Flower Series stamps. The new stamps are now available through Canada Post. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.